This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were doing lesson number 8. We were doing the ayahs about Adam عليه السلام. So we learned in these verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam عليه السلام and proved to the angels the supremacy of man over the rest of the creation because of his knowledge, because of his ilm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all of the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam as well. And then we learned that to test Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Jannah for a while, where Adam alayhi salam was incited by the shaitan to eat of the fruit of the forbidden tree. And as a result, him and his wife, both of them, were expelled from Jannah. Then we learn over here, Allah says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Then Adam عليه السلام received from his Lord some words. Adam عليه السلام received some words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَلَقَّى. تَلَقَّى is from the root letters لَمْ قَافْ يَا. It is from the root letters لَمْ قَافْ يَا. لِقَى literally means to meet. We read earlier about the hypocrites, وَإِذَا لَقُوا. When they met the believers, they said, we believe. So liqa means to meet someone, to come across someone. And when you put the additional ta at the beginning, talaqqa, talaqqa is to receive something. Talaqqa means to receive something, to accept something with enthusiasm, to accept something with happiness, with eagerness. So basically, talaqqa is to accept something willingly, to take it with happiness. So فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ. Adam alayhi salam received, he happily received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كَلِمَاتٍ, some words. كَلِمَات is the plural of the word كَلِمَة. And كَلِمَة is from the root letters كَافْ لَمْ مِيم. And كَلِمَة is a word, and كَلِمَات is used for words, meaning a statement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam some words. Which words are they? Why did he teach Adam a.s. these words? So that Adam a.s. could repent, could turn to Allah, could seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness through these words. And which words are they? They're mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 23, where both of them, Adam a.s. and Hawa, both of them are mentioned saying, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. They said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Surely we shall be among the losers. So what do we learn? What words were they that Adam عليه السلام received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Words through which he prayed for forgiveness. Dua. Words through which they prayed for forgiveness. And what words were they? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. How many of you know this dua? Alhamdulillah, most of you know. And it's a very good dua if you think about it. Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. I have done wrong. It's my fault. And if you don't have mercy upon me, and if you don't forgive me, I will be a loser. It's a clear dua, it's a plain dua, very simple. So what happened as a result? فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned in mercy upon him. Upon who? Upon Adam alayhi salam. The word taba is from the root letters تَوَابَ. Have you heard of the word tawba? What does it mean? Tawba. Repentance. Okay? Tawba means repentance. مَغْفِرَ means forgiveness. Okay? Tawba means repentance. And it's from the root letters تَوَابَ. The word taba literally means to turn. What does it mean? To return, to go back. Basically, it is to stop from what one is doing, from where one is going, and then turn back. This is what taba means. So just imagine a person is going on a particular way. What does he do? He stops, and he turns around, and he goes back. This is the literal meaning of the word taba. When a person does tawbah, what does he do? He stops the sin that he is committing and then he turns back to the way of obedience. Isn't it? For example, if it's a bad habit that a person has developed, what is he going to do? He's going to stop doing that action and he is going to turn back to the way of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while seeking His forgiveness. This is what tawbah is. But remember that the word tawbah is used for the human beings and it is also used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawbah, the word tawbah is used for people and it is also used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the word tawbah is used for a human being, what does it mean? That a human being stops the sin that he is committing and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience, seeking His forgiveness. Alright? But when the word tawbah is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it mean by that? It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to His slave with mercy. When Allah turns to His slave with mercy and accepts the repentance of the slave. Allah turns to the slave with mercy and accepts the repentance of the slave. Over here Allah says, فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. He did tawbah upon him. Who does he refer to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did tawbah upon Adam alayhi salam. So what does it mean? That Allah turned in mercy to Adam alayhi salam and accepted his repentance, accepted his apology. Innahu, indeed he. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive Adam alayhi salam? Because indeed Allah is huwa, he alone is At-Tawwab, the greatest acceptor of repentance, and he is also Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. Both. Tawbah is a noun and Taba is a verb. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is At-Tawwab and he is also Ar-Rahim. The name of Allah At-Tawwab is from the root letters, you tell me? Ta-wa-ba. Same root as the word Taba or the word Tawbah. Same root. Okay? And the word tawwab, do you hear it? Tawwab. In Arabic, words have structures. Okay? Words have structures. They are on a particular pattern, especially nouns. For example, if you put an ER at the end of a word in English, what does that mean? That person does the action. For example, teach is to do the action of teaching. But if you put the word ER at the end, what does that mean? That is what the person does. That is his profession. Similarly, if you put an ING at the end, what does that mean? That the person is doing the action. It's a verb, right? So similarly in Arabic, words are of certain structures, okay? And depending on the structure of the word, you give that particular meaning to the word. So the word tawwab is on the structure of fa'al, okay? Inshallah, we'll do the details later on. For now, just remember that this is a structure. And this structure conveys the meaning of doing the action excessively. Doing the action excessively. Doing the action again and again. Not just doing the action once, but doing it repeatedly. Okay? So it shows the meaning of doing the action excessively. And it also shows that the way the action has been done, it is very excessive in its quality. It's extreme in its quality. So there are two things. That the action is excessive in quantity, and secondly, extreme in quality. Excessive in quantity and extreme in quality. These are the two meanings that the word conveys. So if you look at At-Tawwab, what does that mean? That the one who turns in mercy and accepts repentance, how many times? Excessively, again and again and again, repeatedly. He never stops turning to people in mercy and accepting their repentance. So first of all, it denotes repetition. And secondly, what's the meaning that fa'al conveys? Extreme in quality. So what does that mean? That he doesn't just turn in mercy and accepts the repentance for small sins. But he even accepts repentance for sins that are major, provided that a person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah is At-Tawwab, what does that mean? That he accepts repentance again and again, and he accepts repentance for even the greatest of sins. no sin is too great for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive as long as a person repents to Allah. As long as a person repents to Allah. So Allah says that He is At-Tawwab. He is the greatest acceptor of repentance. And He is also Ar-Rahim, the one who is especially merciful to His slaves. So what do we learn from this ayah? From the beginning. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ What do we learn from this? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches us as to how we should do tawbah to Him. How we should repent to Him. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam the words. Allah taught him how to repent to Him. So Allah is the one who gives tawfiq to us, who gives us the ability to repent. And when a person repents with sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also accepts the repentance of the slave. Then what happened? Allah said, قُلْنَا We said, اِهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا All of you get down from it. From where? From Jannah. جَمِيعًا All of you together. The word جَمِيعًا is from the root letters جِين مِيم عَيْن جِين مِيم عَيْن جَمَعًا جَمَعًا means to gather together. Okay? To gather together, to collect. And the word jam is from the same root letters, which means plural. Okay? You have singular and you have plural. What is a plural? In which there are more than two. Many. A lot. Okay? So jami'an means all together. Every single one of you. So قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا We said, go down from it, all of you, every single one of you. Who does this refer to? Who is this command to? Because one of the ayahs before we learned that the same command was given, right? And in that command, who was included? Adam alayhi salam, his wife, as well as Iblis. Now over here, the repetition of the command is made, but along with that, jami'an is used, altogether is used. It is said that this refers to, it applies to Adam alayhi salam, his wife, as well as his progeny, as well as his descendants. In other words, the entire human beings. All of the mankind has been mentioned. That قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا All of you go down from it, meaning from paradise. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى So whenever there comes to you from me guidance, يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ is from the root letters, Hamza, Ta, Ya. Meaning whenever it comes. It will definitely come, but when it comes from me guidance, What does the guidance refer to? Just the Qur'an? Just the Qur'an? No. Any revelation, any book, any messenger. Any revelation, any messenger, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends as guidance for mankind. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى So whenever guidance comes to you from me, then what? Allah says, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ Then whoever followed my guidance. Tabi'a. The word tabi'a is from the root letters ta-ba-ayn. Ta-ba-ayn. And tabi'a is to follow something completely. What does it mean? To follow something completely. It is not to just follow some of it and leave some of it. Do some, leave some. It's not to pick and choose. But it is to follow completely, entirely. So whoever followed my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Then there will be no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Nor will they grieve. So those people who follow the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, they will not fear, and they will also not have any kind of regret. The word خَوْف is from the root letters خَا وَالْفَ خَا وَالْفَ And خَوْف is a fear that a person has about future. A fear that a person has about the future. For example, a person is afraid that he may suffer from loss in his business, for example. Or a person fears that if he eats a particular food, he will become sick. A person fears that if he goes out in the cold, he will catch a cold. So this is what? Fear about something that might happen in the future. This is what khawf is. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And يَحْزَنُونَ is from the root letters حَزَيْنُونَ حُزْن حُزْن And حُزْن is grief and sadness over what happened in the past. What is huzn? Grief and sadness that a person suffers from. Why? Over what happened in the past. For example, a person died yesterday, and you still feel that sorrow. You still feel that grief. Similarly, a person burns their hijab. Okay? And that was yesterday. And later on, how do you feel? What was I thinking? Why was the iron so high? This is what? Huzn, regret. I shouldn't have done that. So huzn is regrets. I should not have done this and I should have done that. Similarly, when a person fails their exam, what feelings does that bring to his heart? I should have studied. I could have done better. It's my fault. So huzn is regrets over what happened in the past, and khawf is what if this happens? What if that will happen? What am I going to do? So Allah says that whoever follows my guidance, then what about them? They will not suffer from any fears and they will not suffer from any regrets. No fear about the future, no regret over the past. And where is this possible? In paradise, in Jannah. Because in Jannah, a person will have no fear about anything going wrong in any way whatsoever. About falling sick, about losing somebody, about losing a friend, about losing one's wealth, about losing Jannah. Any fear at all, none will suffer from that fear in paradise. And no regrets over the past either. So whoever follows my guidance, he will not suffer from any fear, nor will he have any grief. So what do we learn from this ayah? That in order to be saved from fear and grief, what do we have to do? Follow the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Follow the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those people who disbelieve. Disbelieve in what? Disbelieve in what? In the guidance that Allah has sent. In the previous ayah, what do we learn? فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. Whenever guidance comes to you from me, then one option is that you follow the guidance that Allah has sent. Whoever does that, no fear, no grief. What's the other option? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those people who disbelieve. So disbelieve in what? In the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and moreover, they also deny our verses. Belie our verses. The word كَذَّبُوا, this is from the root letters كَاف, ذَال, بَ. Any other word from the same root? يَكْذِبُونَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, because they used to lie. And remember that كَذَّبَ, this is different from كَذَبَ. كَذَبَ is to utter a lie. To say something that is false. To say a lie. And the word كَذَّبَ is to call someone else a liar. What does كَذَّبَ mean? To call someone else a liar. So basically, كَذَّبَ is to disbelieve in something and to state it as false as well. What is كَذَّبَ? To disbelieve in something, but also to state it as false, to state it as wrong, as untrue. So those people who first of all disbelieve, and secondly كَذَّبُوا, they also call the hidayah, the huda that Allah sends, a lie. And this is much worse. Because one is that a person doesn't believe and he says, no thank you, I don't need it. And the other is that a person opposes it. And he says, I don't believe in it, and this is wrong, this is false. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who disbelieve and deny our verses, belie our verses, call them lies, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, such are the companions of the hellfire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will be dwelling therein eternally. Now, you notice the word ayat has been used over here. And the word ayat is a plural of ayah. Do you remember the meaning of ayah? What does it mean? A sign? What else does it mean? A miracle? What else does it mean? A verse. And also? Verse, sentence. What else does it mean? Advice. Remember the four meanings of ayah. Okay. So over here the word ayat has been used. Remember that the word ayat, whenever used, it can be used for two things. It can be used to refer to two things. There are two kinds of ayat. There are two types of ayat. The first type of ayah is ayat that are kawniya. Kawniya. And kawni means universe, creation. So what does it mean by ayat that are kawniya? Those signs that are in the creation. Signs that are in the creation. So basically it is the creation. What does that prove? That there is a creator. That there is someone who made it. That there is a purpose behind its creation. So ayat that are kawniya. And what are they? For example, the sun, the moon, the night and the day, the rain. We learned earlier in the same surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, that اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, worship your Lord. Who is He? الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. So all of this is what? Ayat that are kawniya. All of these things that are in the creation, what do they point? To the fact that there is a creator. So ayat, first of all, are kawni, because they are signs for us. We can take lessons from them. And the second type of ayat are ayat that are shar'iyya, that are part of the sharia, that are part of the deen. What are they? The verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. For example, the Quran, the commands. Okay? So over here when Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, ayat over here refers to ayat that are kawni as well as shar'i. That they deny these signs. They deny the verses that Allah has revealed. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, such are the companions of the hellfire. The word أَصْحَاب is the plural of صَاحِب. From the root letters, صَاد حَا بَ. From the root letters, صَاد حَا بَ. And the word صُحْبَ means companionship. What does it mean? Companionship. To be in the company of someone. Have you heard of the word sahabi? Who is a sahabi? A companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is he? What is the criteria of being a sahabi? That a person should have been a believer at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and should also have been with, have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? So basically, they have had some company. They have enjoyed some company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what suhba is, companionship. When someone is in the company of another, what does it mean? That they are with them, they don't leave them. Isn't it so? Who is a companion? Somebody who is with you. A companion on a journey is somebody who accompanies you on the journey. He doesn't leave you in your journey. So over here Allah says that they are the companions of the fire. What does it mean by companions of the fire? Those who will be in the fire, not leaving the hellfire for even a moment, for even a day, for even a week, for even an hour. Ashabun nar, eternally in the hellfire. Hum fiha khalidun, they will be in hellfire forever. We have done the word khalidun earlier. It is a plural of the word Khalid. And Khalid is someone who stays forever. Someone who stays forever, does not change, does not die, does not come to an end. So they will be in the hellfire enduring forever. Staying there eternally. What do we learn from these ayahs? That a person who believes, a person who follows the guidance, he will be rewarded. And a person who does not follow the guidance, where will he be? In the hellfire. If you think of it, in the dunya, what do you burn? What do you burn in the dunya? In this world, what do people burn? Huh? Wood. What else do people burn? Garbage. Trash. People burn trash in the dunya. Waste is burnt. Similarly, in the hereafter, those who do not qualify themselves to enter Jannah, where will they be? In the trash. And what is that trash? The hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Recitation.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هم فيها خالدون.
Any questions? كذب, كذبوا, that we learned, is from the word تكذيب. And تكذيب is from كذب, which means to lie. Okay? كذب is just to lie. But كذب is to call someone a liar. It is to deny something by stating it as false. This is what kadhaba is. So one is that a person does not believe in something and he says, I don't believe in it, I don't want it. And the other is that a person says, I don't believe it, I don't want it, and what you're saying is false and I'm opposing it. So kadhaba is not just disbelieving, but it is also opposing the truth. The difference comes from just the shadda on the dhal. Kadhaba, just to lie. Kadhaba, to call a liar. Alright? If you think about it, the purpose of man's creation is what? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Also we learn in the Quran that we have been created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created life and death so that He may test you as to which of you is good in deeds when it comes to actions. So at that time, Adam alayhi salam was tested because this dunya, this life is a test. This life is a test. So he was made to go through a test as if to train him that this is something that is going to come. You know, before being sent for a mission, if you are given just a glimpse of it, what happens? You're more prepared to face the challenge, isn't it? You're more prepared to face the challenge. So when Adam alayhi salam went through that experience, I'm sure he remembered for the rest of his life, no matter what shaitan says to me, I'm not listening to him. And also to show to us that this is how shaitan approaches us. This is how shaitan is an enemy to us, that he does not want us to have any good at all. Shaitan is an enemy to us. This is how he will come. He made sure that our parents don't enjoy the good that they were enjoying, and he wants to make sure that we also suffer. And it also shows to us that having knowledge alone is not enough for us to be able to be saved from the evil of shaitan. Knowledge alone is not enough. Adam alayhi salam had knowledge. But he had the knowledge. Which knowledge did he have? Knowledge of just the names of the things. What is that knowledge? Knowledge of dunya. Just asma, just things. Is that enough for us? Can we fight the shaitan with that knowledge? Can we save ourselves from the evil of shaitan with that knowledge? No. What other knowledge do we need? Of the deen. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. Which is why Allah said at the end, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. Now guidance is going to be sent to you. Equip yourselves with guidance so that you can be saved from the evil of shaitan. So the knowledge of dunya alone is not enough. Ilm, knowledge, and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two things that we need in order to survive. Anything else? You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, I am going to create a khalifa, I'm going to make a khalifa, what did the angels say? Why would you create someone who would create fasad? Right? So they were assuming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving to them over here through what happened that Adam alayhi salam is not just going to create fasad, he's also going to have ilm. He's also going to have knowledge. This is not unfair. This is just to prove to the angels that Allah will give Adam knowledge through which he will be obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Also, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan
to put Adam alayhi salam in supremacy, and in order to establish his supremacy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equipped him with the knowledge. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.